AFBF determines policies for 2012. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The nation's largest farm organization determined its policy path for the year ahead. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman talks about those recommendations in this report from AFBF's Jonna Miller.
Delegates at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 93rd annual meeting determined the organization's policy positions for 2012. Perhaps the most high profile covered AFBF's recommendations for the new farm bill.
I think we kept a very forward-looking kind of policy in place. When the question came up about supporting direct payments, that was soundly rejected. When the discussion about having multiple programs for multiple crops, that was rejected. We want uniformity in that policy structure versus some kind of patchwork approach. So I think we're well positioned to continue to move forward in the discussion going into 2012 as we work on the Farm Bill.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman said the nation's fiscal situation was an important part of their debate, including a resolution to support a balanced budget amendment.
We passed a resolution expressing our desire for both parties to work together to resolve the fiscal mess that this country is in, and basically that no departments were off the hook. We need comprehensive review and reform. We also said that we want a deficit reduction to occur primarily through spending reductions as opposed to tax increases.
Farm labor issues had riled up people throughout the countryside as well as among the meeting's 370 voting delegates.
We want to be sure we maintain that family farm exemption that has been there in the past, and hopefully through the regulatory process we can be sure farm families, no matter how they're organized, should be able to have their children working on the farm.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And farm leaders across the country are included in the policy development process, and because it has the largest membership in Farm Bureau of any other state, Tennessee had the most voting delegates in the business session at 34. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.